Blog Talk Radio.
Warns you and men speak well of you.
We got an elder Mitch in the house. Elder Mitch. Elder working Mitch. I told him, I did prepare him though. He was telling me years ago what was going to happen.
Yes.
Didn't the elder.
Yes.
Wasn't playing no games with us.
No. No, it's a lot different.
I tell people all the time that what happens is you're going to get off the job to get on the job.
That's true.
No?
Mm-hmm.
Because, I remember years ago, Elder, I'm going to let you get a few words in here and talk to us and send a shout out. I remember years ago that people, this was their concept of community. Their concept of community was that we, they said, what do y'all do all day? Y'all sit around and, what is that? Oh, no, you know better than that. No. They said, what y'all do in community? Y'all sit around and have Bible studies and drink coffee and prayer meetings and all this stuff. Yeah. See, we have prayer meetings. Every individual has a prayer meeting. They meet in their own home with the Most High Yah, and hopefully they're doing it throughout the day and praying without ceasing as well. I says, but I can tell you right now, you don't even know what work is until you live on a community.
That's true.
Of course, everybody has, if you don't have what I don't comprehend is understand today is why do people continually want to have a dissenting opinion about anything? If you have never experienced this, the only thing you can do is sit and listen.
Yes.
You can't comment on it. You don't know what it means.
No.
You don't know what it means to obey the scripture and live set apart and to implement it in this day, time, and hour. So for you to sit there and try to even comment on it.
Yeah.
The favorite word I always use is nonsensical. It don't make any sense, if you understand what I mean. Why do that? You understand what I mean? Why in the world do that? Because, anyway, I said it. If y'all hear me pretty good, give me a radio checkup in here, all right? Y'all hear me pretty good, give me a radio checkup in here. Appreciate each and every last one of you that are helping the work of the ministry. And I promise you, we're definitely, that's one thing, and I'm going to go ahead and give y'all the secret to Straightway. And the reason why our communities prosper so much. Y'all want to know? If y'all want to know, type in the number 2.
2.
If you want to know, type in the number 2. I guarantee you your pastor ain't going to take us up on this one. Or your false prophet. You know what I mean? But this one ought to be something. Alright, here it is. The way that Straightway and the communities get built is we make a very early sacrifice in each one of these places that are starting up. That sacrifice is that every penny, every nickel, every dime, quarter, dollar, Federal Reserve notes of all denominations.
All.
When it comes in, it all comes into one pot. Mm-hmm. And instead of taking that money and going out there and paying 5 mortgages, 7 rents, the majority of us live on one piece of land. We put all those resources together.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do is we start off by having everything common and in unity. That means when we go grocery shopping, we go to grocery shopping for the whole community. And when we sit down and eat at the table, we understand what it means to eat a sweet meal, especially when you've been out and have your hands to the grindstone all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And because we're not receiving a paycheck, contrary to popular belief,
mm-hmm.
I heard that Brian Coward is still out there trolling us too as well. You know what I mean? Gotta send you a shout out, enemy. Love you to death. Yeah, he still ain't got nothing else better to do. Okay. Ain't nothing else to do. You know what I mean? His conscience is guilty. Mm. You know what I mean? And he's got to do something to try to appease it, and it still just ain't working. He's in personal conflict with himself and don't know how to resolve the issue. You hear what I'm saying? But didn't the Most High say he's going to turn you over to tormented spirits?
Yeah.
And so he's been tormented.
Okay.
So he's got to watch us. And can't do nothing else better, but he's got to watch it so he can fill up the measure of his cup. So we take all those resources, and instead of us receiving a paycheck, unlike your pastors, we put it into building materials. We buy things that will help us to build better. We build buildings so that, and make room so that our ishayas, our women, can school the children, have good cooking facilities, have the things that they need in order to be able to take care of us. Because a woman's job, a wife's job, a concubine's job in this ministry is the first thing she needs to do is when she wake up in the morning, is meet the needs of her husband to make sure that she can get him on the way, along the way out of the house so he can go do his job and task so that she can go do her job and task. And so we eat together, and that's the reason why restaurants and businesses make a lot of money is because when they go out and buy food, they buy it in bulk. And then when we go out, they charge us. You know, when we go to eat, you don't understand that they're included in the price. There's money to pay for the business, money to pay for the cook, money to pay for the transportation, money to pay for the meals, money to pay for the waitress. She gets a little bit plus tips, whatever they make. There's a lot of overhead. There's a lot of cost. And everything goes into the community. And because we do it that way, I don't live above the saints. None of the elders live above the saints. We don't run around being lords and overlords and all this other stuff. We don't. We eat the same food that they eat.
Indeed.
We at the dining hall, the majority of the time now, I'm mostly always gone now, but we at the dining hall eating what the saints eat. We grow our gardens. The men usually here prepare the gardens, do all the tilling, and the preparation, all that labor and stuff, and then the sisters, they plant and maintain. They got a lot to do. We got a lot to do. They wash, cook, clean, homeschool. They got a lot to do. And because we're not receiving a paycheck, we can take those resources, stick it right back into the community, and that's why y'all see the ministries of Straightway prospering. And that's why you always see somebody out there trying to tell you all how we do things, and they don't even have a leg in the game. They don't know nothing. If they did, then they would be on this platform, their own platform, or YouTube, telling you how to do this thing. But they can't, because they can't obey the word. So I guarantee you, when you think about what kind of abomination is that? All the money that Joel Osteen got. He's supposed to be allegedly preaching the message of Jesus Christ. Allegedly now. What kind of money he got? Do you imagine the kind of money that he has? Can you imagine him and Creflo Dollar and Benny Hinn? Can you imagine all of them standing up in front of the Most High? Let's put Joel Osteen, Creflo Dollar, and Benny Hinn on one side. And let's put Pastor Dial, Elder Rufus, and Elder Mitch on the other side. Y'all hearing that, right?
Yes, sir.
These boogers got millions upon millions. Together, put Kenneth Copeland in there, you got billions.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And they are amassing billions for themselves. And with the little resources we've got, You can think about it. You remember he said he's going to put the sheep on one side and the goats on the other.
Right.
And so, can you imagine? Don't this sound like the story of rich man and Lazarus?
Yeah.
But see, when we have to give an account of our stewardship.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
He gave us talents, gave them talents. What do you do? What did you do with the talents we gave you?
True.
And we can't sit up and say, we've amassed millions. Every home that we ever live in, we built it with our own hands, ourselves and a brother.
Yes.
You understand me?
Yes, sir.
We come into this world with nothing. We don't leave with nothing.
Yeah, right.
One thing's for sure, the rich and the poor, all of them inherit the grave.
Got that right.
Yes. Don't care how fancy the box is, you're still going in that dirt.
Got that right.
Ain't no gold line in that dirt. I'm telling you that right now.
No.
But can you imagine them trying to give an account, and then the Most High turns around and shows them our life? You follow me?
Yeah.
With the saints. And here they are. They're going to show how many Lear jets they got.
Yeah.
Designer clothes. Think about this for a second. And got people in the congregation suffering, trying to be like them.
Yeah.
Because they're false prophets and putting false witnesses. Just like a bunch of false prophets out there. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And they're waiting for their ship to come in. Their ship don't never come in.
Never.
Good ship Jesus still out of the ocean.
So it is.
And here we are, food and raiment content, building simple homes,
mm-hmm.
functional, nice.
That's it.
Families doing pretty good. Saints doing really good.
Mm-hmm.
And all we got is a whole lot of Yahshua and a whole lot of love and fellowship, but we ain't got no money.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the money that we have, we put it right back into the work of the ministry. I can only let, I'm going to let your mind wander to the way that the Most High Yah would judge that.
Yeah, real talk.
Yes. I guarantee they ain't got no saints living in a mansion.
No.
You think they could accommodate people with mansions?
I'm pretty sure they can. They ain't going to do it.
Kabir's a millionaire.
And he's accommodating.
He got... You don't think the Most High God's taking note of that?
Yeah.
Don't the book says of a truth, it's very hard for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of Yah.
True.
Think about that.
You're right.
And what is he doing? He got a 30,000 square foot home up there and he's housing saints.
Full of saints.
Even doing the same thing that Elder
yep.
mentioned, Elder Rufus and all them doing, starting businesses.
Yep. Got to.
Growing. We can't set up there and build a community where you working in Dollar General and Captain D's and Subway. We got to get out there and get out there and make businesses. How many businesses we got in the ministry?
Wow, that ain't
counting. Man. We got a lot of businesses in the ministry. Don't even try them. Don't wreck your brain, man.
I'm already fine.
You know what I mean?
Between folks, man.
Businesses. And then we have such a brotherhood. We travel around
yeah.
one community to another. Saints travel around. We do work with each other.
Yep.
And we've learned. And some of you, you think that you are A-OK.
Yeah.
I don't want to live there. It's too hot. What the hell make you think I want to live in Tennessee? I live in the majority. I live in a hell of a lot of parts of this world in Tennessee. I can damn sure think of a better place to live than Tennessee. And mind you, I'm only 3-4 miles away from the border of Kentucky.
Yep.
But I damn sure ain't living in no Houston, Texas. It's hot down there. Up here, here is like living in hell, but jumping out of hell into the proverbial frying pan
mm-hmm.
in Houston, Texas.
Later. There.
And then those of you who are, you people are religious, you shamans, you Hindu Israelites, you reincarnation Israelites, you damn terrorist raghead wearing Israelites.
Mm-hmm.
Some of y'all heads out there with these dreadlocks, y'all got it. It looks like somebody done dipped y'all hair in the shit and it dried. Y'all look nasty and foul as hell. It sure ain't good for being tactical, I can promise you that. But man, I tell you what, you people out there, you are religious, man. Y'all got it down. And yet, you ain't doing nothing for the saints. So, Elder Mitch, you come off the job just to get on the job.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what you did.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's going to be something to see. Because remember, the acid test is by their fruits.
Mm-hmm.
You shall know them.
Yes.
Clever old dollar fruit is he bought Tyler Perry's jet?
Yeah.
Taylor Copeland got he's a billionaire minister. Could you imagine what I could do with $1 billion
for the same?
I promise you one thing, it won't be in my bank account.
No. It won't.
It will not be in my bank account. Satan, he will be begging for Jesus to come.
Yep.
If Pastor Dowd ever got $1 billion in his hand, he would actually go to the throne and ask the Father to end this right now. Because we would have a kingdom on this earth like you wouldn't believe. All praises to the Most High Yah.
All.
And the Most High would let sit up and watch his ass suffer.
Yeah.
Come on, Elder. Speak to that, man. Get off the work. Get off the job to actually go to work.
Yeah, I mean, real talk. I could talk all night on this, so I'm going to just do my best to summarize it. People that speak evil of this way, their mind has to change. Your mind is still in the gutter, still in the world. Me and my wife was actually talking about this not too long ago. Well, people's mindsets just truly hasn't changed, even if they own community. Man,
right.
We were hitting on what you was talking about weeks ago. You talking about people, their own community, but their gifts didn't make room for them because y'all were so new at doing community. You see what I'm saying? And now what we could do is we could look back and we'll say, boy, I tell you, but everything's 2020 hindsight.
Yeah.
You know? So at the end of the day, the more Pastor T was in New Orleans, I remember, and there was a young lady there, and she was talking to me about how she had plans to go to school and things of that nature. And she didn't know what she wanted to do. And I said, can I give you something? She said, yes, sir, you can. I said, you know, what I realized was the higher I went in my education, the higher that, the more I did in the world, the more the world requires of me. The more the world is going to require of my time, my energy, and my effort and everything. So I chose actually to stop investing in worldly things, and I began to more so invest in the kingdom is what I was more focused on. And I noticed as I continued to go to school for longer periods of time, my grades began to dip the more ingrained I got into the book, the more I got ingrained into the word, the more I was beginning to change my mind, to change my heart, to change my ways. You know what I mean? So as time continued to go on, these things, I just didn't care about no more. So I leave. I had a nice office, real nice office.
Yeah.
I had me a nice little ergonomic desk. I would hit a button and go up and down.
Man.
You know, I had, you know, free coffee. I had free food, free snacks.
You have anybody bring you coffee, donuts in the morning?
Oh, they would bring donuts all
the time. Look at him.
The company would pay for all our trips.
I had a
fuel card. I had company vehicles.
I remember you went to Germany one time.
Yeah. I went to Germany, went to Austria, went to the UK, went to a place called Liechtenstein. I traveled all over the United States.
And how much of that did you was doing was for the work of the kingdom?
None. Zero. You see what I'm saying? Nothing. Zero. You see what I'm saying? But it all was enjoyable to my flesh. You know what I mean?
So you live in a house.
I had the young blood. This is a good question I had this week. A young brother wanted to know, and Pastor, maybe you can talk about this in a little bit, but if we can stay on track with it.
Yeah.
But a young man asked on our platform, he talked about being financially stable, right? Or you know how many times you speak about men marrying wives or taking on women or paying the bride price or maybe just taking on a wife in general or men that's trying to go to collision, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you talk about being able to foot the bill to be able to take care of a home like that. And so I was doing my best to let him know, hey, or he wants to know how did I do it. And I said to him, that I told all the young brothers, when I came up, it was different now, way different now. I mean, back then the push was go get an education, go to school, get a degree, go get a job. You see what I'm saying? And now
you're a fool if you do that.
Yeah, exactly. I would not tell anybody to do that whatsoever at all. Not at all. Matter of fact, the more well-off people start businesses, and that's what we just been talking about, you know, people doing that. But not to get too far off topic, though, we all came together under one roof. Literally, I'll just tell you the short and skinny. I listened very closely to the pastor's words. I listened to the message that's being brought forth behind the pulpit, but I really listened to the exhortation. I listened to after the message. I listened to in between the message when it may seem like for you all, he's going off, right? Because he's trying to keep y'all's attention. He has my attention the whole time. We got grown-ass men in this ministry that fall asleep during messages. That at home fellowships.
You know,
communities. Well, this is what we got.
We'll talk about the spirit of the woman, but that lets you know, that lets you know who they really are.
Oh, I know.
I see that motivation.
Yeah.
How do you fall asleep when I'm preaching?
Once again.
Damn.
You got men like me. We're up to I don't know how late on Friday night. I mean, we're talking because we got to talk about things throughout the week. The men, we're speaking. We're talking. We're in the book. We're in the word. I'm speaking to them. This is what's going on. And so I go to sleep late. But yet I can get up along with some of the other brethren with me, and we got no problems hearing this book, hearing this word. You see what I'm saying? But I'm listening very closely to what he's saying, all right? And none of it is boring to me. He don't need to wake me up. I'm engaged fully the whole time. But
and you still hold your thought?
Yes, sir.
Wherever your treasure is, so that's where your heart be also. Go ahead.
That's it. So, but I listen very closely, all right? And so the short and skinny on this is I listen to the shepherd story with Teacher Shane, hanging up sheets in the house and separating, quartering off. And you see, I heard these things. And
real talk.
And you know, and I said this many, many years ago, but I had Hispanics that I grew up around. You know, I was in Texas. And so we would see them, and they stack up like sardines up in the house. And they'd be bringing over brothers and sisters over the border, and they would just continue to expand and buy lands and buy cars and things like that. And I heard Pastor's story, and I said, you know, ain't nothing stopping us from doing that. And it wasn't too long before where we began to pretty much mimic the same behavior. And for a long time, I used to always say this. I felt like, man, we moved too slow. Or, man, we moved too fast.
Yeah.
And the day I realized I did not move too fast or too slow was when I was with Michael Israel, and I was doing that interview with him, and I began to realize, and I began to break down the years, you know, that we did things in. And we had to go through a trying time from 2011 to, I'll say, 2013 or so. Or 2014, we went through a trying time because we were all excited. Everybody was coming on in. It was every 6 day, every block talk, pastor, you know, taking calls. And we, glory to the King, hallelujah. We are up in the background, you know, praise and all this and that, right? Then all of a sudden, here comes the text. People begin to fall away.
Yeah.
People begin added. And then next thing you know, we got replacement players, if you will.
Yeah.
And that took their place. And next thing you know, we're able to have a clear vision and move forward. And then we moved up, stacked up like sardines, and that was hard. That was difficult because now I'm learning to be a leader, but I'm living with people. It's different whenever I'm leaving my own little abode.
Hey.
I go on the job.
But guess what? You now really, truly know what David said in the scripture when he said iron sharpeners.
Oh, yeah.
People don't know what iron sharpener is. All they know is know how to praise God and separate. They don't know they don't know what the test is, man.
Yeah. Oh, no, it ain't no test. No, you don't get it.
Come on.
See, I've always been a really good leader in the world since. I was a good supervisor. I was a good manager. I was a good superintendent. I was all these things I was really good at. But then having to deal with the women, having to deal with families, having to deal with children. Mm. See, all these things were new.
And then the women that manipulate the husbands and trying to actually lead through their man as the head.
It's terrible.
And they, and, you know, the neck that turns the head.
Oh, it's terrible.
They try to manipulate you, and these men try to come to you as if it's them, but you can hear the voice of that skirt.
Yeah, yeah, real talk. Real talk. No, you ain't lying on that. Man, I don't even want to divert, but let me tell y'all something about that. I got hey, man.
You know, I'm being antagonistic, but I'm telling the truth, boys.
All she got to do is squeal. All she got to do is squeal a little bit when he come running. That's it. We had, I tell you, ain't no concern. She just came to you and told you some shit. And all she got to do is tell you something, and here you come. So, every single time, and you can't catch on to it. You know? And everything she says is gospel truth. But I'm there as a man, I'm telling you this is what I saw, and this is what I see. I ain't lying to you. You're going to have to really figure out, you know, the vein which, and this is why I tell some of the brothers, we can give our women instruction all day long, but how's their administration?
Yeah.
In carrying out what we give them to do. You see what I'm saying? How we teach them, how we instruct them. You know what I mean? But man, I don't want to sound this, but I'm going to tell y'all something. All right? I had a brother some time ago. This, I'm back in Houston. I ain't even on the land yet, but we're coming together and we're getting things right.
Mm-hmm.
In order to go to some land. And they no longer around. Dad, remember Dez and Shanietta? Remember them?
I remember them.
Oh, man.
I remember them.
So, Shan, I can look at it, I can discern women. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm looking at it, I'm like, all right, man, she's pretty strong. You know, but he kind of weak.
Yeah.
You know, in spirit. Now, he's a strong brother physically, you know, but I could see the spirit. You could see her spirit was stronger than his. All right, and so we get back to my place after Sabbath or whatever, and me and his brother didn't have a talk maybe 2 days earlier. And mind you, he just wants advice. Mm-hmm. I give him advice. Well, I said, I look over at her, and I'm like, well, I see she's watching. She watching him talk to me, and I'm like,
I ain't told her to leave the room.
Yeah. Well, we it's open.
That's real talk.
But I can see her across the way, watch.
That spirit.
Yeah, I feel it. I feel her watching us, but I can see her watching. So I said to myself, all right. So I kind of told him what to do. Like, hey, man, listen, wait till you get home, X, Y, Z. Well, he jumps the gun, and he say something, like, within the next day or so.
Uh-oh.
So it's maybe first day, Sabbath over, whatever. And we're in my apartment. She looks over at me, and I'm looking at him, and she said, hey, can I talk to you? And I'm like,
wait a minute.
Can I talk to
she,
you? Yeah.
That's her husband right there.
Her husband right there.
But she wants to talk to you.
She wants to have a word with me.
That's broke.
Yeah.
That's broke. She's right there. But well, go ahead. That's dangerous.
All right. Whoa. She want to have a word with me. And the brother said, I look over at the man, and he did like this. Like, go ahead. I'm like, all right. So my balcony's right here. So I make sure the blinds is open. I'm like, I'm going to go out. All right, so I'm going to make sure you see this. So I go outside, and she literally said, I appreciate you talking to my man. Basically getting him right.
Who the hell is he? Anyway, I'm going to hold my result. Go ahead, Ellen.
Thank you for talking to him. Thank you for instructing, whatever, I can't remember, it's so long ago, but she was basically thanking me for going to him. Mm-hmm. And she said, I knew it wasn't him talking. I knew it was him.
Boy, you starting something in here tonight, boy. This is above their pay grade.
Hey,
this is above their pay grade right here, man.
He don't talk like that. Hey, man. Hey. I don't know. That's rough. She said he don't talk like that.
And
so she knew.
Like you damn astro projecting.
He don't talk like that. You know what I mean?
That's so she familiar with that.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm going to leave that story alone. But part of this Ahab Jezebel thing, you know what I mean? When you are a sharper eye, you see stuff like this.
Jeez.
As you get to know saints,
All right, and as you get to know people and you're iron sharpening iron, you get to see this stuff.
Mm.
And then as a leader, I have to start to learn to operate around an offense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I got to start operating on it. You know, I don't even be able to talk directly to the woman like that, but maybe you make it like that. It's like you giving her free liberty for her to come all up my face.
Yeah, but you also put her in jeopardy, too.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, she's going to come in and protest a man and try to speak as a man.
Yeah.
Man, she ain't ready for that. A woman, there ain't no woman in this world can handle a man's spirit.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, iron sharpens iron. We learn each other. Mind you, I'm making six figures, Greg. Me and Greg Beacon, man, making bread. I mean, we getting it in Houston. So I said, man, you know what? We're going to have to. Nigel, we thinking about the people. We're not thinking about ourselves.
Right.
We go out there. We sacrifice time, energy, and effort. We're tenting out.
Mm-hmm.
It's cold.
Mm-hmm.
It's rainy. And we camp out every single night. Waking up early in the morning, looking for land. Hardly eating breakfast. And we're walking 80 acres. We're walking 150 acres.
185,
whatever.
Like y'all chewing the same dirt I chew.
Yeah, I mean, it was day in, day out, getting it in. And we saved over six figures in 10 months, just, boom, just getting after it. And sometimes I wish we would have kept saving more.
Yeah.
You know, when I look 2020 hindsight.
That water, isn't it?
Oh, it's all the stuff I give to Ron and Steve. They be eating it up. But I tell them to keep going.
They
laughing at me is what they doing. You saw that video I made with them?
I've seen some of them.
They always coming up there, but this is the stuff they eat.
But they're wise, though.
Yeah, they should.
They're wise young men because they're paying attention to the people who have been there and done that.
Mm-hmm.
And not trying to reinvent the wheel.
Mm-hmm. And not only that,
they know there ain't nothing new under the sun.
Yeah.
Like, you have the experience.
Yeah, straight up. And so, mind you, so when people lived with me, Greg Beacon, what we did is we took all our resources and the brothers that gave money. And each home, we had like 3-4 different homes. They all gave the money to each one of us. The brothers, if the funds found its way to my hands, like the book say in the book of Acts 2:4.
Mm-hmm.
No one called which they possessed their own. You know, any item. You see what I'm saying? Everything belonged to all. And we began to, we saved up all this money, started looking for land. I'm telling you, we had to sacrifice a lot of time, energy, and effort looking for these lands. Finally found it. The very next year, we were able to put Deacon on it, right? And
no, you mean tell me, yeah, come on, you the head of community. You didn't move on there?
I should have.
I mean,
no, I moved another man there, another faithful brother there.
Faithful brother.
He's very faithful. Deacon Gorman and his wife, his family, they've always been very hard workers. They were always been very hard workers. They're the laborers.
Let's just go ahead and tell the truth. Listen, people, listen real close. Because we have faithful brothers and their families with us and stuff, we all still got to go through the grind.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything ain't always hunky-dory and peaches. It ain't always peaches and cream. Man, we got to deal with correction, rebuke, instruction, frustration.
Mm-hmm.
We got to grow in this.
Yeah. Not only that, we've had to have very uncomfortable conversations.
Yeah.
However, it ain't uncomfortable no more. It's just, we just talk now.
Because
we became family.
You know the reason why? Because you know that y'all not out to destroy each other.
And
we have one goal.
Mm-hmm.
One
exactly.
goal.
Exactly.
We're trying to get to an expected
end.
Period. Nothing to do with personal.
Nope.
It's not personal.
No.
It's all business and kingdom business.
That's it.
And we're trying to get this thing done. So we can't get it done if it's going to be a hindrance in the spirit here.
Exactly.
We have to address this.
Yes, we do. And so now we just speak as family. But every single person on the land that I live with, we've had uncomfortable conversations, but now it's no longer uncomfortable. We literally just speak now, and we get over it in 5 minutes, and we just back to saying, hey, man, brother, you going to roll me on the backside right now?
About to go. You don't sit up there and fester in that shit.
No.
Talking about, man, let this stuff grow like cats and dog. Man, we got business to do.
Exactly. And so,
oh, yeah, let's go. You doing good.
Yeah, but to fast forward, we moved Deacon out there, right? And me, Greg, we're still back getting it in along with the other brethren. We're saving up money. I'm talking, man, I'm sending Deacon $4,000 this week, $2,000 next week, $1,000 this week. We're back up to $5,000 next week. I mean, it was just thousands of dollars going out.
And it's going like water.
Each week it's just going. You know, we bought the land. Then we had to save up. We bought that diesel truck.
Because
Wood Pastor, after we looked at the land, and he said, don't you see these hills right here? I'm like, yes, sir. He said, you need a diesel. I said, I'm going to get a diesel. So we went out and bought a diesel. we saved up, bought a that mobile home, that first one. We saved up and we got the septic in and the road in. We saved up some more. We moved Deke out and we kept saving it. We just
and everything we paid for as
every,
we go.
Every single thing.
The borrower is a servant
to the lender.
To the lender.
That's it.
And so we ain't serving nobody but y'all, so we ain't no damn servant to nobody.
Nope. And so, and once Deke got up here, the very next year, well, the same time I moved Pops out here, then moved T out here. We had already moved Chris and Christian out here before us, right? So they can have a job, so they can support Deacon when he gets here.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened. And then I moved out here with Desmond. And I kept working for a short period of time. But then what you begin to see is now elders, they're on the land, and now the vision can truly go forth. All right, even though I had a man there to get it in, now I'm there. Now we're able to push forward. Not as an iron sharpening iron, so because I got to figure out the area. I got to get to know the people. I got to get to know where we get certain things from.
Hey,
who we make friends with.
Y'all do the same thing we do.
What's that?
I'm sure y'all do it, but I'm just going to go ahead and put this in there because we're on this broadcast. You still got your thought, right?
Yeah.
We live in Redneckville.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah.
And so we use our pale faces around here to get things done.
Yeah.
We had to early on and stuff, too.
Yeah. And that's why Deacon was the first one. We had the neighbor come down the hill. He's a cattle farmer or whatever,
yeah.
But he got a lot of money. And he lost his dog or whatever. So he comes down looking for his dog. He sees me and him have a conversation. He leaves. He comes back later on. We tell him his dog's down. He comes to pick his dog up. I'm over here trying to talk to the guy and engage a conversation. Mind you, Deke ain't really saying much to him. He said, yeah, come see me sometime. And he drove off, and Deke said, and I'm looking at him, and I said, he ain't talking to me. He said, I know.
Yeah.
He clearly knows that he's speaking to him.
Shoot, man. Me and him had some content and do stuff like that. It's crazy because, you know, when we would do stuff like that, I would take the back seat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then let him do control the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I was here.
No,
you know what
we tried to do the back thing. We tried. That was just a feel out.
Yeah.
You know, and then it was, okay, we see what it is. You know, so now I told Dave he needs a pale face. I thought you need a pale man.
You need a pale face, man.
Yeah, he probably need two or something. You know what I mean? But
you got too many Negroes.
Yeah, too many.
Y'all need some color, not no Milky Way.
Y'all
need some color.
Them some dark.
Y'all need some
there.
Non-color.
Yeah, straight up. Them some midnight. Midnight some black brothers.
Yeah. Straight up.
So they got
y'all
frog man.
Redneck Bill too. Frog man. That's a black.
That's
man.
That's it.
Man.
I know, but
he's
still
trying to get see him. He's a black man. He ain't
passing
for
no
damn.
No,
white
I'm not saying that.
you need a white boy, a white man, a white woman. You need a white family up there for wisdom.
Yeah, straight up. Cause they look right past that nonsense. You know, if you send them.
Oh yeah.
But anyway, so we up there. And now I'm able to kind of really figure things out in the direction that
we all do.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to figure out the direction we're going to go. And so now, are you talking about me and Deke, that first year I was up there building, man, that's a lot of work that went in. You got to understand, we didn't have backhoes. I had the backhoe right here.
This is
a backhoe. You know what I'm saying? So you talk about putting in all these fence posts, putting in these gates. You talk about digging trenches, setting up raised bed gardens. You talk about doing extension, finishing up the
shed,
all that stuff. I mean, man, we was getting after it, man. Straight up, we was getting after it.
Without a vision of people perish.
Straight up. And so me and Deacon, sun up to sun down. You feel me? Sun up to sun. I'm talking, I mean,
you know, Teacher Shane then would get off of work.
They wouldn't even
eat that dinner.
We had a few brothers like this.
Man, they would get off of work, man. They'd play, be sitting there. They would go change their work clothes, get in their work clothes for the land, and they wouldn't eat many times until like 8, 9 o'clock at night.
We got a few brothers like that. No, our brothers are that way.
And you know what pisses me off more than anything?
Like
the people that's young, the people that's just coming into this.
Oh, yeah.
And you can tell them this, but they don't have, I'm going to use this phrase right. No respect for the offering.
Yeah,
real because they them
you're right.
Just, that's why we need to stay in the ass.
You're right. You're right. And I like when you said, don't take away all the work. You know what I mean? Don't take the work out of
like,
the we had a tractor. We got a tractor on the land.
That's a good one, too. You seen a tractor?
Yeah,
nice tractor.
We had the brothers dig a 6-foot hole maybe 2 weeks ago for the outhouse. Hey, we got a job for y'all. I have four of them over. They taking turns. Digger bars, everything. Shows, they up in there. But they got it done, though. And guess what? I told them, I said, hey, we're going to get it well done. And the guy said we got to have it 100 feet from the septic, so that's going to have to move. So we're going to fill that back in.
There you go.
And guess what's going to happen? They're going to do it by hand.
There you go. Prize.
They're going to do it by hand. That track's going to stay parked up. That's what's going to happen. And they're going to fill it back in. Then they're going to move it by hand.
That's right.
So.
Real talk.
There's something to that, so I'm getting something.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I'm getting
you
something.
You better believe that. That's on the
speed. Yo. So, me and Dick, the first year, we were sun to sundown. The hardest thing I've done on that land that first year was hanging drywall on the ceiling. And me and him worked all day. I was just limp. I mean, Dick, the last sheet we got to, but he threw that thing on me, man. I'm just like, man, you all right? I kind of looked back. I mean, it was so bad. I had a screw in my mouth, and I kind of threw my arm up like this,
yeah.
And I kind of threw it up there, and I got that last screw, and I'm like, we done.
Yeah.
I mean, but the fence takes the case, the gate.
Oh, yeah.
The post, dirt work. Man, we dirt workers. But the idea is we're carving out a living, and we have a vision, and we got inspected in. We know we got more people coming. And so it's not about me. It's not about just my family. It's not about just Deacon's family. It's not just about Desmond and Terrence. We're focusing on all the other families.
And the generation that's coming
exactly.
Behind us. Because I promise you one thing. The work, pretty much the infrastructure and the work is going to be done. But our children is not going to grow up spoiled as shit.
No.
They're going to get their ass dirty, too. They're going to get out in the dirt. They're going to learn from a very young age duty and responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Honor and strengthen. They're going to learn all of that, I promise you will. Because the stuff ain't going to be handed over to them without responsibility. And then we're going to watch them and discern their character.
That's it.
To see who's coming up next, who's going to be the next leader.
There you go.
Yeah, because right now, we got all these young little boys we got right now. They be out there while we working. They be playing in the dirt. Y'all see our videos. They be out there with concrete.
But that's what they
want
to do. They be sitting down, be wanting to be chomping at the bit.
Yeah, they want to help. We get them little shovels, get them little scoopers and stuff, and they be out there all up in the dirt and everything. Jonathan, he yells at me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what? I want to work.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he say. I want to work.
That's right, man.
I'm like, all right, man. So I just found something to do. I take some scrap wood, I screw it into the floor, and I start some nails for him.
Go ahead.
And I give him a hammer. I say, knock all these nails in, and I walk away.
Every one of them.
And he be over there wearing himself out, just
getting it done.
I say, just take a break if you get tired. And he don't take no break. He just switch arms.
Good job, yo.
He switch arms. He switch arms. He goes to the other one. I'm just like, I just look at him.
A lot of people, they hold these babies back, man, because they want to treat them as babies. And you got to keep up with their mind. You got to keep up with their attention. You got to keep up with what they are learning.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And they pick up real, real quick. So I put them in the tractor with me. And I put them on my lap when I'm working the backhoe. When I'm driving around.
And he watches everything.
Yeah, and I put them in there. And he grabs control. That's like, bro, you going to mess me up right here. I'm getting to the corner. I'm like, you got to get off here.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going in a line. It's all right. I'm digging the trench. I'm good. Get to the corner. You got to get off.
There you go.
You know, stuff like that. So it's iron sharpening iron. It's teaching the young ones. It's the work ethic. And we're not living right now. We're at a very pivotal time in our community because right now we're at a spot where we're truly trying to spread out.
You want
to
hear something?
Yes, sir.
You know that his guy already, he's 13 months old.
Mm-hmm.
He know how to start a vehicle and stop it.
Hallelujah.
And he know how to put it in gear.
That's what's up.
I teach you.
I'm just sitting on the lap and just watch.
I'm telling you, I'm not kidding. You ask anybody.
I'm sure.
Ask anybody in family. He looked at, he can't talk yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But he knows how to start. They start the vehicle when we want the music practice.
Mm. Every day watching.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. But so all these things we're doing, right? And so now we just got, I got a video coming. I got the band back together because Brother Greg and them finally moved up here. So 2015, we all started living together, saved up all that money. We bought land in 2016, and then 2017, we had boots on ground with Deke, and then 2018, I got up here. 2019, I started a trucking business.
Yeah.
All right, and mind you,
just rolling.
I want to start trucking business. Hell to the no, I didn't want
to
start
trucking business. Hell no, I didn't want to start trucking business. But you heard me.
Yeah. But I know this.
I
know that there's no way I can make the amount of money that I made in Houston, Texas, out here in the country. Ain't no way.
Can't do it.
So I need something to replace that income.
Yeah.
And so I literally removed myself off the community.
And let me say something for a second. And then we got faithful brothers like Josiah.
Elliot.
And Elliot. And just, man, them brothers.
Kenny.
They are,
Eric.
Okay, we see, what everybody don't see is the brothers that's behind the scene. You see us on videos.
Oh, yeah.
But you don't see them brothers behind the scene grinding night and day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, driving them rigs, them big old 18-wheelers, down thousands of miles, turning in paychecks and everything and stuff in order to keep this, because we're joined together in one heart,
one
mind,
spirit.
One soul, and one spirit.
Period.
I mean, man, they without us could not be made perfect.
That's right.
We don't do this by ourselves. But y'all can see us, but somebody got to be the front man where you see everything, but man, there is some unsung hero.
Yes, there are.
And somebody can use that.
No, I'm getting to that.
They there.
Yeah, because he made the statement against CDL, but I ain't care about getting no damn CDL, so I ain't get one, but I got one now. So, you know, when I looked out, I saw.
You remember that years ago? No, it was years ago. I actually had everybody out here in front of the old dining hall.
Yeah, go ahead. You were speaking on it, and he talked about y'all are got that get CDL to be independent and no one control your schedule and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, okay. So I'm thinking like, yeah, I hear you, but
not me.
However, yeah, not me. Hell no, not me, because I got a nice career. So, but the idea is you have, we have to do a business. I took it further because, I thought about it, just getting a CDL is not going to do it. You get a CDL, but really what Pastor meant to say was y'all need to be owner-operators.
There you go.
You know, because owner-operator, you are your business, right, because you work for yourself. So I said, well, because we're a community, we could just start a small trucking company. That's exactly what we did. So I did that in 2019, and I was literally gone from the community. So the community really didn't – the only thing we did in 2019 was I think Deacon just kind of was the handyman of the community. He made sure it functioned right, but I was hardly ever there. I was hardly on the community ever. I was out driving trucks. I was out dispatching. I was out building the business up is what I was doing. And I was taking my lumps and learning and taking L's, lessons, or what you would call losses. But it was iron sharpened iron for me even in that, but it took a lot of time, energy, and effort. So I can't put up with a lot of bitching, murmuring, and complaining from brothers. I just can't do it because you're very short-minded. And I've talked to the young bloods about this. You don't got no foresight if you can't see what it's going to take in the short term. You can't be short-sighted with this. You got to be able to see the vision in the distance. I mean, look at you, Keith Shane. All these years, you worked at Walmart. But now look at you. You ain't even working out no more. Now you're really, truly enjoying the benefits of all the labors.
Yeah.
Through all these years, you're here. Elder Rufus just talked about you having a rekindling, a new fire about yourself. And I told him, I bet it got something to do with him being off that damn job.
You better believe it.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, brother, they've been fixing every damn thing around here. Man, I'm telling you, you know what the sad part about it is, because, you know, Brother Shane been with me from the very beginning, right? And it's disheartening for him to have to come here and to see all this. We got good equipment.
I know you do. Even if you rebuke, I told you. Yeah. I saw him rebuking, brother. I saw him rebuking.
He didn't rebuke, and he's standing there. I keep telling you. How many times did I tell you, you get ready to rebuke him? Even though I didn't know him, I said, just give me some names.
Yeah.
And he don't say nothing. He just, because he's taking care of himself.
I'm being a dime.
Just give me some names, man. I'll be on the ass, man, because He come in and fix every damn thing.
Well, because
he got that
same heart from when you guys first got here. You see what I'm saying? And I think that's what it takes sometimes. So people that come up with you, they're going to see this. They're going to feel it just as well as you. They're going to have the same pain.
Got teeth.
All exactly. When they see these young crew.
I won't call them young punks.
Hallelujah, young punk. Anyway. You guys that just Johnny come ladies to the game. See, you come here. These are the ones that made the sacrifice for this thing to be getting built up. You see what I'm saying? I said this before, and I still maintain this because
you know what's sad though was that I can take me, Ellen Doug, Brother Shane, and Deacon Bell.
I'm sure,
and we can still run circles out of this damn next generation. That's murmuring, complaining, dragging shit down, and don't want to do shit.
Yeah.
That's pissing me off. So when I come up and I see the way y'all working, getting it done, man, you know what it does us.
Hallelujah.
Come on, you see fruit?
Yeah.
Yes. Come on, man, you want to go down that damn tree and make it go rolling tomorrow?
Yes. and we learned from y'all. Sure. We came here.
Man,
we said,
if I don't see no fruit,
yeah.
You ain't going to see me at your place.
Yeah, I know you.
I ain't coming.
Yeah.
I am not coming if I don't see no damn fruit.
Yeah. So, but you see what I'm saying? I mean, at the end of the day, you know, I'm trying to lose my thought here. All right. So we did the trucking business, and now we got faithful brothers like Josiah. I mean, man, he was kind of a whipping post for a minute because he was out there the longest. And the brother don't want to say nothing, right? He just going to suffer quietly. And I know.
Stop this shit. Speak up.
We had some really good heart-to-hearts. But
good.
I'm very, Josiah, whether you know or not, we're very close.
I know.
We're very close. We may not have a lot of conversation, but we're very close. And all these brothers out there know all they got to do is call me.
Yeah.
All they got to say is, I want to come home. I will get them home.
See, but when the righteous are in authority,
yeah.
The people rejoice. But when the wicked bear rule,
yeah.
The people mourn.
Man,
that sounds for me. Sounds like scripture, don't it?
In fact, I get these brothers the trucks. They got credit cards. They got fuel cards.
We're talking about stuff that costs hundreds of thousands of dollars.
They got
no chicken feet.
I say, hey, what phone you want? I want the iPhone 12 Max Plus. Okay, go ahead. Get it. How many gigs you want? 256. Okay,
you
cool. Get it. Hey, what phone you want? So I just give me, okay, cool. You got it.
You got it.
You want an Android? You want a tablet? An iPad.
iPad.
Two of them want an iPad. So I got them iPads. One on one an iPhone, he got an iPhone. The other two on an Android, they got it.
You got it.
You see what I'm saying?
Got it.
You got everything you need. Tell me what you need to be successful out there so we can work as a world-owned machine so we can keep this thing rolling.
Right.
Because we need y'all. Man, I'll go ahead and can I brag on Brother Elliot?
No, go ahead, man.
Brother Elliot,
Nick
man.
Nick
Kyle.
Nick Kyle came to the middle.
Man, this brother is...
He's like, I ain't never seen no shit like this.
No. But I'm going to say this, but this is the kind of hobby looking for, man. I mean, you...
I know what you're getting ready to say.
Listen.
You talking about Brother Elliot?
Yeah.
No, I know what you're getting ready to say right
man,
now.
You got to have a heart like this,
that's
brother, man.
That's focused right there.
I mean,
that's focused
you
right
got to have a heart like this.
You know what? Most I'm going to reward
man, you. Man, I want
him to. I ain't
going
to jump the gun either. But go ahead.
I want y'all to reward
him. But I promise you, he getting ready. He going to be rewarded. And a woman be a damn. But anyway, I already gave it up.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead, man, that brother, he good brother.
That brother heart is in the right place.
Yeah.
You don't meet too many years with life like that.
Yeah, he good
don't.
Brother, man. He out there on the road, and he getting after it.
And mind you, people don't know his background. He used to be MGTOW. Men going their own way.
Yeah.
To hell with
women.
To hell with this world.
Yeah.
This shit ain't working.
Yeah.
We ain't doing this no more. I'm going about me.
Yeah.
Myself and I'm invested in me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not 100% invested
but
in
yeah.
Israel.
Oh, yeah. He all about the land, whatever we got to do to build it up.
Where'd you hear this, though? Where'd you hear this?
He's about the mission, man. And, you know, when this is the one brother who got out of debt. I said, how much debt you got? He told us how much debt he got. We said, we got you.
Oh, see, that's another story right there.
I said, we got you.
So how many of y'all, you damn elders, your preachers, your teachers and stuff, is gonna, you know, you got close relationship with a faithful brother.
Yeah.
How many of your leaders are gonna ask him personal questions like how much debt you got? And then he tells you, and then you turn around and y'all pay it off for him.
So
you be wondering what the hell Israel is. Y'all don't know what Israel is. Shut the hell up, man. Some of you people, I'm telling y'all, you false prophets out there. And one of you done made a damn false prophecy against me. November the 12th, I'm going to come looking for your ass. And you fortunate we in the United States of America, because if we were in the United States of America, when I come looking for your ass, I come to kill your ass. That's real Israel. But you fortunate we are in America to where the only thing your ass get is rebuke and just shame.
That's
all you get. But I promise you, if we was outside of this damn country, and we was in our own land, you made a promise you like that shit to come to pass, I would be the one to damn hold your damn head and stick a damn knife to your throat.
Oh,
go ahead, I'm sorry, go ahead. I promise I would, and I would sleep good at night just like I would kill a damn deer.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Y'all be free.
So, you know, Brother Josiah, he sacrificed for being out there. Elliot sacrificed for being out there. Brother Jason, he sacrificed while being out there. Brother Elliot, you know, he came, and he had a little debt. Now, mind you, it's not like he couldn't get out of debt. He had a job. He worked. But
y'all expedited.
But he came to be a part of us, and he wanted to get jumped in. I say y'all, Brother Elliot wanted to get jumped in, so he came to be a part of us. So he moved in with us, and the brother literally slept on a cot, slept on the floor. I mean,
sounds like a walled off story to me.
Straight up, just you know, had a nice little chair, had a little computer, whatever. We told him to quit his job. I said, so for the next 6 months, what you gonna do is, I said, stop. I let him hold back. I said, hey man, hold back the funds. Ain't no different than if he gave it all, right? And
go.
I gave it right back. So
go.
I said, listen. When you get paid, I just want you to pay these two bills, and then I want you to give the rest, because what we're going to do is we need to save. We had something to save money for. We're trying to do something on the community at the time. So I told him to stop paying on your debt, Elliot. Stop paying $600, $700, $800 to your debt every 2 weeks.
Right.
And I want you to give it all to me.
Yes. Y'all will be able to cut that damn interest down big time and shit.
But I told him, stop paying debt. Just pay the minimum. That's all. But for like 4 months. You don't think that did something to his spirit initially, but he didn't bite.
Because he got a trust.
But he didn't bite. He did not bite. He did not kick back. He said, I got you, L. Whatever you need. He gave it all.
But once we got the test, though.
But once, after 4 months, and we got back on his debt,
He
was knocked out in like 2 months.
Boom, boom. Test, though.
It was gone.
That's the test.
Then, once we paid his debt off, guess what we did then? We sent him to school to get a CDL. We paid for it all.
And that's $3,000 by itself.
$4,000.
See what I'm saying?
$4,000.
We just ain't going to get a CDL. Go get CDL, man. That's every time you mention CDL from a brother, that's old damn smackaroo.
At least.
Well,
let me not say at least. It could be less. It depends on where you go. But however, we sent Ken to school, got his CDL.
That's not a $4,000.
Yeah. So, anyway, I'm going to tell you about Elliot. We sent him to school, he got a CDL, and he started driving for us. So he was out there on the road. Mine, this is a MGTOW brother. And he said to me one day earlier this year, Elliot, he don't care for this stuff to be out. This is just in my heart for him because I love him. But this is, you need this kind of heart. He was already obedient and holding off, paying off what is going to benefit him alone. But now we did it for him, and now we're investing in him in order that he's able to help meet the needs of the community,
you know, I'm glad
and of
here.
The business.
You know, I'm glad you're here, baby, because this is stuff that people need to hear.
Yeah.
Yes. You know what I mean?
So now he's working all this time. My Jimmy Meekshire brother, he's content. He don't ask so much. He's out there. He saves money. He survives on very little.
And he even saves the money that he even gets.
Exactly. He saves the money that he even gets.
That's discipline.
Yes. And now, so since earlier this year, he called me up. And we
you assholes been out there. I done spent all my, I need some more money. I need this. And I'm asking for everything. And I want more.
Yeah.
You damn greedy ass.
Sure.
Let me stop.
Can't,
I'm sorry.
No foresight.
I'm sorry.
So, anyway. So the brother hits me up. And maybe I called him, I can't remember, but he said, it's time. I'm like, huh? He said, yeah, I think it's time for the shot.
Mm-hmm.
So, a MGTOW brother didn't want nothing to do with women. Now he's all called Benisro, doing the same with us, and helping benefit the assembly. Now he says it's time for. I said, all right, cool, brother.
Never mind, this is years of sacrifice, years of service, years of commitment, years of dedication.
Years, not even concerned.
And this brother ain't a spring chicken.
No.
He's in his late 30s.
He's 35. So
late 30s.
Yeah.
Mid-30s.
So.
Damn, I remember that age.
He said, it's time. I said, all right, fine. And I said, I got 20
you. 20 years ago for me, baby.
Now, mind you, I don't know how many other brothers do this. He ain't looking.
No, he ain't looking. He waiting for us.
Exactly. He, whatever you see.
Because a woman, and I'm going to say this too, a woman. When he says it's time, it's time. But the problem is this, is finding a woman that is worthy
of him,
of that kind of man.
Yes.
I don't meet too many. Most women in this generation are pieces of shit. They trash.
You're right.
You're
right.
The only way, I'm serious, even if you get a virgin, it's still dismal.
Yeah.
It's still dismal, man. I mean, I'm not saying she has to be a virgin. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
if a woman gets that kind of man,
yeah.
Dang,
I follow you.
We got to fed up.
But let me show you this. He waiting on. He said, man, whatever's out there, look out for me. Got you. Faithful is brother, all ought to be something. Hey, start holding back a bride price.
Yeah.
I gave him a number.
Yeah.
He starts holding it back. Mind you, already saved.
Well, he going to do it.
He already saved with a little. Damn,
I know. I believe I get it.
So I said, keep this extra. Every week, just keep this extra. Time goes by. You know, we've been buying all kinds of stuff and material. And so,
Lord, believe me, I know, I see y'all, I be marveling.
No, I came.
I'm like, man, we did shit like that.
I came.
Lord, y'all be doing it, elder.
I came on, I got a trucking group called, I got a trucking group, I got a Young Bloods group, I got a group. But
right.
The idea is for Israel. I'm not doing
right.
None of this
we
crap
know,
for
we
me.
We know.
All right, so I'm on that group, and I'm letting them know what's up, because I had a situation with one drop, but not only that, I had a situation where Brother Ruben had sent me an email. So I was trying to talk about this situation, and this brother hurried. Mind you, hey, other people, I got to be, you know, as a pastor, you got to be people's therapists and stuff, right? You got to be a psychiatrist.
Y'all need to send me some old dang offering.
No, but you got to be therapists.
I'm just offering.
No. But
you're right.
All the elders, but all the leaders got to be therapists, psychiatrists, and all this kind of stuff.
And we got no degrees, but
no.
Damn.
But we look out, and we see how jacked up you are, and we got to. Maybe come by and see how you're doing. We got to put an arm around you. We need to call you over to have just a talk with
you.
Yeah,
we need to be giving them $500 an hour.
That's what I'm saying. So, I mean, but I'm getting to something with this brother, though. We got to reach out and see how you're doing because we can detect, we discern all these things, and we got to do our. I'll never reach out to Ellie. I never call her.
You ain't got to.
You know, the thought enters my mind that, damn, I need to call Ellie.
You ain't got to.
It's been a while.
That brother's responsible. You know how to manage.
I just want any manager's spirit.
Yeah.
Very spiritual, brother. And then I say,
that brother's spirit from day one.
Yeah, but I need to call this man. I need to call this brother because I just want to call him because he's been out there working hard for us, but I get no issues with him, right?
Brother Ellie ain't got no entitlement mentality,
no,
though.
No.
He don't have that.
No, so we just happened to be on the phone, right? Again, this is recent. I made them videos on our platform. He literally called me up. He's been paying for a broad price for, I don't know, a couple of months, maybe two, 3 months.
I'm telling you exactly. I know what he did. Go ahead.
He said,
He said,
I see what you're doing, and I see the community need. Hey, man, if you need this broad price, man, I've been saving, I'll give it all to you right now. You see what I'm saying? It's not about the money per se. It's the heart
that he has
that he's willing to do.
Well, I'm going
to
say something right now. My own self.
And because of the heart that he has, I want it for him even the more so. I want his heart desire for him even the more so because there's some men and some women out there, all they will do is walk. And they don't look at anyone's plight but themselves. That's it. They're selfish.
Care.
They're not unselfish. They just selfish. It's all about themselves. But this brother right here, I just have to say that because part of building a community is you need good-hearted people like that.
Elliot, I'm going to tell you right now, brother. The ministry is straightway. Automatically. You've got $10,000, gold, silver, or cash, and you can build on that. For yourself, for your bride price.
There you go. So you heard it, Elliot.
You got it.
Record it, write it down, whatever.
It's good. You can take it to the bank. I guarantee it's gold with us.
$10,000.
We gave our word. That's it. It's set.
So, hallelujah.
You got 10 grand.
But
just with us, just with the ministry in itself.
So, once again, and I mean, y'all can hear with me. I just love the brother, man. I want the world for him. See what I'm saying? I want to do for him. But what can I do for you, bro? You out there getting it. And I was just on the phone with Josiah this week. I said, what can I do to make things better for you? He told me there's nothing more that I can do. All right? But I got something
I can make some stuff better for Josiah.
Okay.
I do.
All right. Well.
Come talk to me, Josiah. I'll help you out.
All right.
You ain't going to like it, but I'll help you out, and I love you to death. I love that good character, man. I love that, bro.
Yeah.
But
so
I don't even probably, I probably ain't even said not even a paragraph to him after all these years.
Mm-hmm.
He's a damn good brother.
Yeah.
Damn good brother.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm gonna tell you one thing, I'll play my foot off in your ass, Josiah, I promise you that. In a good way.
Glory to the King.
That I promise you.
So now, like I said, so we built the truck biz 2019. I'm still on the story. They just had to take a detour because of the brothers we got in it.
And my loud mouth running.
Hallelujah. But at the end of the day, we did that. And these are the type of character.
Oh,
if I can have 10, but listen, I'll be honest, I'm comfortable with getting 10 more trucks if we got 10 more Elliots.
That's what I'm saying.
If I got 10 more me.
If you turn around and take, and you can make a hell of a lot more with less people than you can with 100 damn people.
You need a heart like that.
Man.
You need grit like what he got.
Ellie, we got you. You hear what I'm saying? We got you.
You need the mindset and the heart that this young brother got.
The problem is, who the hell are you going to find that's a Judah in his generation that's going to be ready for a brother like that?
Yeah.
Because you know the brother's going to take care of responsibility.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Ellie.
Yeah. So, hallelujah. So, this is community, though. You see, so you got men set up that have hearts for you men, the ones that are under you. You know, I have a heart for the men that are under me. And I see their grit. I see their work ethic.
And their labor
of
love.
I see their labor of love. I see their pride. I see their jealousy. I see, you know, you see all this stuff. You see when they got problems. You see when they don't have problems. You see who comes to you. You see who don't come to you.
And you watch these assholes jump the gun.
Yeah.
Everybody's got to go sew their damn old stuff. You watch these people.
And you see these wicked sisters. You see it all. Yeah.
Don't you see this stuff.
You see these wicked ass women. But you see all these wicked sisters under you. You see a righteous sister under you. You see it all. And this is the iron sharpening iron in a community. You follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so we did the company in 2019. All we did on the land trying to build a deck that everybody congregates. It reminds me of Straightway. Y'all had was dining hall. Well, guess what? Everybody was in dining hall. I'm pretty sure. Oh, y'all did a pavilion. Everybody's in the pavilion. They did a deck. Everybody on the deck. It just kind of gets, you know, people congregate to a new thing. So all we did that year was a deck. 2020, we started building again later in the year. And we're literally the only other community. George is the other one now, but we're the only ones that dug a trench, poured footers, did a foundation, and laid block builders. We're literally the only other community that done that. Man, George was the one to do it this year. But the idea is that I watched and I do. That's it. You know, I don't have to recreate the wheel or anything like that. All I'm going to do is take away that which is good that I see that can apply to us. And we're young men that can get it done. So when Pastor talks about him and Teacher Shane and Elder Becker and Deacon Bell, see, I can say the same thing about myself, Greg, Deacon Gorman. Oh, yeah, Deacon Gorman and Barish is up here as well. But I can say the same thing with me, Greg, Deacon, T, and Des. And I can say that because these men
were nuclear.
Yeah, well, that us Fab Five right there, we was all in the same room the day that I said, hey, man, we made a mistake by purchasing that 20 acres in Oklahoma.
Yeah,
and I said,
no big deal.
I'm about
to let learn.
Yeah, I said, I'm about to put that.
Y'all know they let that go, too.
Yeah, I remember. I did let that go ahead. Yeah. Well, you kind of just let us do it. I'm trying to just get something going. I'm like, I'm trying to do something. You see what I mean? And Pastor he don't overlord no one. He don't micromanage, so he didn't say nothing to me.
But you got all the wisdom now because let me say this. A lot of times, there's no wisdom and experience like experience.
Yeah, real talk.
I talk to you all day long. Y'all got these analytical minds. Y'all smart. Y'all a hell of a lot smarter than I am. You understand me? And I just have wisdom. When people are ambitious, rambunctious,
I was ambitious.
All of that stuff, man. You can always say so much go so far, so you have to let people and be willing for people to get their stripes.
He let me get stripes. He let us get
the stripes. And it's painful for me, too, because we have to sit and endure and watch it because we're wasting time.
Yeah.
But we're not wasting time.
Yeah. So we did that, and these four men were in a room today that I said, but mind you, as a head of an assembly, I was willing to say, hey, y'all, I made a bad call. You know, and as sometimes as a head of the league, you got to be up, you know, we're going to make mistakes.
You are.
You know?
Yeah.
It is what it is. But this is what makes me so mad. With
well, Darryl would tell you straight up. When she wouldn't listen to me, you know how women are. They act like they submitted, but they really ain't submitted.
Yeah.
Then I would leave her to herself.
Yeah.
I would. I didn't give a damn if he even destroyed her.
Yeah.
Now, I said in figure of speech, I did give a damn.
Uh-huh.
But I had to go there because their spirit was so damn strong.
Yeah.
If you understand what
I'm saying. I understand.
Does that make sense? Oh, yeah. Sometimes you got to know how. What's that damn song by Willie Nelson? Know when to hold them.
Know
when to fold them.
Yeah.
Know when to walk away and know when to run.
Yeah.
You better count your money when you're sitting at the table.
I know some of the songs. Hello.
I mean, you got to know when. And most people ain't even got their wisdom today because everything in this generation is catered to. Everything is given to you.
Yeah.
You have so many benefits. You have so many entitlements. You miss out on the growth and the pain factor.
It's like the last video you
see. Yeah. Deacon Gorman said this on that thing that we, on that 20 acres that we bought. He said that was the best mistake we ever made.
It is.
He tells me that. Oh.
Look at the whistle gun from the door.
He said, man, that was the best mistake we ever made in our life, man. We lost $10,000, but, hey, it is what it is. But so, once again, they was in a room when I said that, and literally we start living communal from that day going forward to kick ass and get the money up so we could do what we're doing now. And now all we're doing is doing our best to spread out to really make that dream a reality. You know what I mean? That vision a reality now. So with COVID, kind of threw a wrench in things, and so we put other things as a priority prior before building dwellings.
There you go.
Now I could have went out and got a mobile home. I could have went out and did it
easy.
I could have did what Pastor did, but I just didn't want to deal with removing their asses later. I just was
right.
Like, I want to build. And Pastor was kind of pushing. He was, hey, let's get more. I'm like, I kept kind of kicking against it in a way because I'm like, I really want to build. I really want to build. But I'm happy I'm going that direction because I'm really learning a lot right now. But once again, now we're in 2020. We're doing block foundations. We're getting it in. I mean, that last video I put out on the duplex that we did,
there's
so many damn mistakes in that building, man. I know what it is. You don't. Pastor come out and see. But y'all won't see. Everybody come out and be like, this is my building. I'm like, yeah, I know.
I remember that time I went down to Georgia. El Rufus and them and Brother Burnham, they framed up the deck.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Brother James was going down there to do the overhang.
Yeah.
For that big-ass deck. I mean, that was another step, right?
Yeah.
So we pulled up. I remember when me and Brother James pulled up like 5-0. We had a police car
at
the time.
I remember that.
And we pulled up like 5-0. Jennifer's like, man, I thought Jennifer was getting ready to damn draw on us, though, man. She had that look and that spirit on her face and every damn thing else. Hell, Ruth's doing a good job with her. Anyway, we pulled up in there, and then when they saw me get out, everything was fine and good. I get out there, I take a couple of steps to the right, and I said, this damn thing is out of square big time. And they all looked marveling because apparently somebody had hit something or something.
Okay.
They were like, oh, no. I said, this shit is way out of square.
Yeah.
Just from eye look.
See it.
Yeah, eye look. So we get there and find out that damn thing was more. It was like 5.5.
That's a lot of square. That's not a little bit.
That's a lot. You know what I mean? But we got it done.
Yes. Yes.
We got it done. And they in themselves have grown.
Yeah.
Even more so.
Yeah.
So when y'all watch these brothers, man, making a sacrifice going from one community to the next community to help to get it built and stuff, this is in our heart.
It pays off.
It does.
Off.
This is what the book says.
You're a benefit to that community, but if you're also benefiting yourself from being out there and putting hand to plow and getting your hands dirty because this is wisdom that you can take with yourself for whenever you get your land. And this is why Ron and Steve and them, they always come out. Because they always come here, as you see, during Chicken Butcher and things of that nature. But they're always coming out there because they know on the 21st, we're building trusses.
Yeah.
So if you want to come out, let me know. But
that's what we're going to be doing.
Yeah, that's what we're going to be doing. So we're going to be, we've never done them before. Tommy Turner did the plans for us. We ain't no dummies. So, I mean, we're going to, this week, all week, I ain't doing nothing. Deacon's doing it. Deacon's going to plan everything out,
yep.
And I'm going to come right behind him to check him. That's all I'm going to do, to make sure it's right. We already bought all the wood, and once we do one template, we know what we need to do. You got to get there on the 21st. All we're going to do is slap it together and go stack them outside. And then we're going to order the boom that same week, and we're going to throw them up. That's exactly what we're going to do. We got all the sheathing. We got all the felt for it. Only thing we're missing is the tin. So, but I learned all this from Pastor, because guess what? We're going to have three roofed structures,
yep.
And we're going to have plenty of work in the winter.
Yep.
Plenty of work in the winter. We got to finish the solar house, and then we're going to finish the duplex, and then we're going to finish the dining hall. And then we're also planning on doing a foundation to do a kitchen and big-ass storage. And then after we do that foundation, I'm going to work on doing a shower house, because we got to have it. We put it off way too long.
Got to have it.
That should have been the first damn thing I did, but I just didn't know plumbing. So I just was kind of iffy to touch it. But anyway, just to finish this up, 2021, y'all see where we're at now. We got solar power. I'm learning that at a fast rate. I'm doing my best to just add. And one thing that I do really well, El Rufus commends me on this a lot, but I delegate like hell. Because at the end of the day, I'm one dude, man.
You ain't no devil.
No. And one thing that I'm learning is I'm looking a lot like Pastor right now. I mean, it's literally, I'm there for the foundation, and I leave Deacon and Joseph. I mean, man, I'm glad I got that brother, man. I mean, believe me, he got to get hit upside the head, Joseph. He's forgetful and stuff, but he's a hard worker. And him with Deacon, they do a lot of the work on the land, and you need bodies on the land. You need boots on the ground. If you ain't got boots on the ground, ain't shit going to move. That's one thing I've realized. So we got two brothers on land. So some people, I remember JC came out. Whenever y'all came to help us with that down the hall.
Yeah.
And JC said, man, a lot of your brothers left. I said, somebody got to pay the bills.
I said,
we got to have money somehow. I said, come on, brother. I said, now, would you?
Why does JC say it? Anyway, go.
Well, but you know.
I can believe my guess.
But
JC has tomorrow.
I told him this. I said, well,
you got it. I know you got it.
All you guys are young. You know, y'all see the end result here in Tennessee.
Jason, all right. He's like an incredible Hulk. He won't do everything.
I got you.
Jason's
a good brother, but
he's a hard-working ass brother, too.
What I was trying to explain to him literally, it's like me and Deacon. It's like Pastor and Elder Becker early on. You see what I'm saying? And that's all we got. It's just us two. And then now we got Joseph. I chose to keep him off the job
because
I saw it would have been more of a benefit for that young brother, because he's the youngest one we got. It's a benefit for him to be on the land. He does kind of the whole smash stuff, you know. And he kind of, you know, he moves the all the heavy shit down. I mean, we could do it too, but we like to use his young men for their strength.
Yeah.
So that's where we're at as a community, and it's a sacrifice, but it's a beautiful life, man. We eat together. We do just what Straightway does.
But can you imagine where y'all going to be at, let's say, if the Most High doesn't come to
this? Exactly.
Can you imagine where you're
going to
be?
Man, hey, I got a vision.
By this time, let me see, 20 years, damn, you and I, we're going to be old as shit. And then you 30 or 40, you're going to be all right.
Yeah.
And you got another whole generation coming up. You can train them up.
Yeah. And I plan to.
Yeah.
That's the plan. I don't want
to keep this thing rolling.
Ain't no punks going to be around me, man. I mean, that's why I did the Young Bloods group, because at the end of the day, their mind has to change. Kind of going back to, you know, being financially, I can't remember the exact statement that the young man made, but pretty much I wanted him to have a different mindset, because at the end of the day, we're doing these communities now. And these young men, I use Brett as a perfect example. I said,
that's all right, son, right there.
This is a perfect example.
That's
this is exactly what I did. I said, because he asked me how did I, you know, become, I guess. I said, McNabb is probably the closest thing I could think of. Me and Greg.
That's another strong brother.
I said, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to end up doing.
I'm getting old. I don't see no shit out of these damn old-ass people.
Yeah.
I'm going to put these young bloods in charge of all these old-ass people who are so damn proud.
Sounds good.
They got no damn lick of wisdom.
Yeah.
All these young bloods
will
be in charge of every single one of them.
And I think
that's a wild one.
And not only that, but what I'm saying is I was trying to explain to them, I mean, that's probably the closest thing that I can think of as far as what the world calls successful. Yeah, because they look at making money, they look at traveling, they look at jobs that you got,
yeah,
and stuff like that. I said, he's probably the closest thing that I could compare myself to back then. I said, but however, I said, what y'all need to think about is look at Brett. And I said, okay, Brett invested himself. He invested in what he could do with his hands. He's smart. He ain't no dummy, right? But from my understanding, he didn't have a degree.
He can go anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
Anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
And make a living.
But that's what I'm saying.
Easy.
Exactly, because he taught himself crafts, right, to be a benefit to wherever he can go.
And he had a teachable spirit.
That's what I'm saying.
Teachable spirit.
So one
and
thing.
He got a teachable spirit.
Exactly.
Speaking the first person.
Yes, sir. So what I was trying to tell them is you could look at Brett more so in their situation because they're 18. They're 15 to 25 years old. And I said, y'all don't need to be seeking to try to get jobs. I said, don't worry about that. You can do businesses. You can add talent to yourself so that way whenever you have the opportunity to be brought onto a community, guess what? You can be an asset in that fashion because that young brother was just out here flipping vehicles and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then fascinated an opportunity for him to be on the land, and he thrived. And that's what you want. And then I asked the question, you know what? And I was talking a whole lot because I was trying to figure out how the question came about. But I said, brother, what are you getting at? Because the only thing I could think of is a wife. I kept thinking, wife. I said, Brett got a wife. And
yeah.
I said, all the elders and the men and the pastors were able to look out and see the character of a man. And then just what I'm talking about with Elliot, I want that brother to have something. You see what I'm saying?
You see what I mean? You're going to have something, but it ain't going to be just any old
man. I agree, but that's what I'm saying. But you have the elder. When you show this type of heart, when you show this type of spirit, you got men that are set up as leaders looking at you that are going to look out for you. So, you know, we can look out and say, now, Brett don't, I mean, let's just hypothetically, we could take Brett and he can go out there and work and make a living, and he'll do his fine. We can see
he'll do
his fine. You don't have to sit here and be like, I'm 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 years old, and I came up in the faith, and I want to prove that I can, you know, I want to prove this.
You ain't got to prove that. Man, give us make room for
yeah.
it, period.
Well, but you don't have to prove nothing to us. We see you out
we
here.
We see you.
We see your work that's got here.
Look like you have had all these damn buffoons out here that ain't never had any experience.
Exactly.
What we got.
But we see your responsibility out here on display before us. We see how hard you are. We see your heart. We see your diligence. We see it all on display before us right now. You ain't got to go out there and prove shit out in the world for us to see anything.
You got that right. Not in the world.
So this is what we had as a ministry, in my opinion. This is what we had as an assembly out there in Kentucky. And this is how, I mean, the iron sharpens iron. I mean, and when it comes to the dealing with each other, we really become a family unit. You know, like I said, the uncomfortable conversations are no longer uncomfortable. We're just talking and we're just keeping it real. We speak man to man. We speak woman to woman. And if things can't get adjudicated one-on-one, guess what? Especially with certain, you got to learn certain situations you got to be involved in. Certain things, you don't want nothing to do with.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? We just have to let it run its course. But I just hit on something before I left the community. I just told a woman, I said, when I get back, I'm dealing with this. Because I told her, I ain't going to do it when I get back. I said, I'm going to deal with this. I said, because I'm a real slow. We'll be sitting, joking, laughing, and carrying on, and on Saturday, all of a sudden,
Slow.
Yeah. You know, first day comes up, I'm like, hey, Justin, get your wife Sarah and come over here.
Yes.
And then we go sit down, and all of a sudden, we go in.
We go on in.
Elder Rufus said it best. He came up here, you go, hey, brother, good to see you. We're going to get that spirit today. I mean, that was the perfect example. We can sit on stuff for a long time, but when we get to it, we're going to get to it. And that's as plain and simple as it's going to be.
You supposed to been only speaking about 10 or 15 minutes.
I didn't know.
For a whole damn hour.
Hallelujah. You want me to get up?
No, you're good.
Okay. All right.
I think you're doing good. I'm good over here.
So, I mean,
I just thought I'd remind you for Justin's sake.
Hallelujah. Glory to the King. But, I mean, at the end of the day, I did this on Skype for years and years and years. I mean, but thanks for talking. We still talk on the land to this day, you know, every 6 day, every Friday night is what we do. But this is what we had as an assembly. But right now, my main focus right now is we need to cut out all the murmuring. We need to cut out all the complaining.
Yeah.
See, you cut out all the murmuring and complaining,
yeah.
we can get somewhere.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? We can get somewhere. You don't need to worry about, you know, you stop comparing your situations to other people's situations.
Yes.
You can't do that. They're where they're at.
Yes.
You're where you're at. And if you be content in where you're at,
yes.
you know, like, you hear us talking about Ellis. Now, Ellis probably had no idea this was coming. I had no idea this shit was coming. I didn't know I was going to bring this young brother up. I'm sitting here talking about community and how we came together and how we built this thing and how we're still building. You see what I mean? But now he clearly knows my heart is for him. And now the whole ministry knows my heart is for him. You see what I'm saying? But my heart is for all my brothers. My heart is for all my sisters. As long as the bad thing is, man, is the worst thing you could do is, and I hate to put it like this, but, you know, in the word it talks about us not, you know, being grieved, right? Because we still got to give a testimony of you at the end of the day. And so it's a really bad thing when we're trusting you, we're believing in you, you're coming to us and you're telling us your desires and what you want to do, and, you know, we're making an agreement on how this, whatever it is, going to go, whether it is you found a wife, you wanting to be solid with a husband, your oversight of the greenhouse, your oversight of the garden, or your oversight of whatever case may be, or how your family's going to function, and all of a sudden I catch wind that you're going totally contrary of it. Now I don't want to look out for you no more. You know what I mean? Because you can't be trusted in that area. Now, that's pretty bad for you. And I'm all about choking the devil out on the community. I want to make it to where you ain't got nowhere to run, but what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to force you to be righteous. I'm trying to force you to be, to walk upright is what I'm trying to do. And, you know, sometimes you got a lot through that murder, complaining, slander, whatever the case may be, but that had is one person that they can go to. This is what I'm getting at. You got this one person you can go to, you can vent all your bullshit to, and they're a trash can for all your nonsense, right? Well, I want to get to that person that is a trash can for you to hear all the nonsense that you talk. You know why? Because that person needs to know that they don't need to accept that trash anymore.
You got that right.
They no longer need to accept
right.
the shit that you're saying. Because when they stop accepting it, where else you got to go?
See,
at the end of the day, you're going to be forced to make a decision to grow the hell up. Or, see, El Rufus, I say this, El will be like, man, El Rufus, you militant. I'm kind of like, but El don't understand where I'm coming from.
No, El straight up.
But he understands where
yeah.
I'm coming from. He said, I'm militant. And
yeah.
I'm like, look,
you ain't militant.
But this is what I'm getting at. And, you know, I want you to tap out. And really what I'm doing is just like the book. We turn you over to the devil for the destruction of your body, right? Because at the end of the day, really we want you to come back. We want you to repent. We want you to get better. We want you to be perfected, all right? And so this is what I'm trying to do. This is the vein in which I'm running in, all right? And so if I can stop you, from using this next person. See, we all got these little cliques, these little friends, right? And you got these people that you can vent to. You got the people that you can tell all this bullshit to. And if we can stop this person from hearing all your BS, right?
There
then
you go.
All you, you're going to be forced to put up a shut up. And it's basically what I'm getting at. And so I used to use this analogy all the time. You know, like that little hacky sack, the marbles back in the day, and it's in that webbing bag, and you just keep squeezing it. That's all I want to do is keep squeezing that sucker until the webbing opens up and the ball pops out. You see what I'm saying? I want you to burst is what I want you to do, but this is for your perfecting. And this ain't to destroy you whatsoever at all. This is for your betterment.
So if you can't stand the heat.
Yeah, exactly. By all means, like Pastor will say, the gate swings
both ways.
Period, point blank. So you can get up on out of here, or you can stay here, take the heat, and get right, and get perfect. Humble yourself. And that's another thing that people really lack in. They don't have humility. They don't have humility at all. And now we got this thing where you don't need a shepherd. You don't need an elder. You don't need a deacon.
What the hell?
Don't talk about that in that video. You don't need me to tell you what to do.
That's
right?
Exactly.
But no, you do need these people for the perfecting of the body, for the perfecting of the saints, right? And the book of Ephesians, you know, that's what these gifts are for, right? So, I mean, we're going to exercise our eldership. We're going to exercise our pastorship. We're going to exercise, you know, our headship. It's what we got to do. And the people just got to be willing to submit and just roll with it. You know what I mean? And I promise you, from my understanding, there is no head of fellowship, there is no leader of any community that is trying to destroy you whatsoever at all.
Amen.
They're doing the best that they can do with what they got, fear point blank. And all you got to do is fit in. And a lot of y'all say, well, I don't want to bother them. So then you go to that little friend.
There you go.
That would just eat it. That would be that trash can for you, right? And then next thing you know, they're being tempted at the same time because guess what they're going to end up doing? Taking on your offense if, let's say, for instance, I'm talking to one brother, and this one brother's having a hard time, but now all of a sudden he's over here bitching and complaining about me to somebody else, right? And that person's like, oh, Elder's not thinking like that, man. All you got to do is talk to him. Man. All you got to do is reason with him, blah, 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 blah. Well, guess what happens when I go to that guy? Now all of a sudden, well, y'all two, every time y'all get together, y'all can't help but talk about Elder Mitch. See, that's the problem. You need to be careful when you get on the phone with somebody. It's inevitable that I'm going to end up talking about this one person. That's something you should really look out for.
Big time.
That's something you should really look out for because you're jacking up your spirit by doing that. Mm-hmm. And you're not feeding your soul with anything good. You know, the word tells us that we got to watch our ear gate, we got to watch our eye gate. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of us just put in a lot of filth. So that's community. That's iron sharpened iron. And the idea is we're learning to actually live with each other. Now, here in Tennessee, it's a little different because everybody kind of has their own dwelling place. I'm a lot like where Rufus is now. We kind of share the same dwelling right now, but we're changing that slowly but surely. You know, surely but surely. So, anyway, I ain't got much else to say.
I'm pretty good.
Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Bless y'all. Shabbat shalom.
Well, one thing for sure, you couldn't say it no better than that, though, could you? At least you got modern day wisdom right in front of you. And then you got all these arrogant bastards out there who think that they know something, ain't got no experience, they don't know nothing.
True.
It's got you. You going to bed or what, man? Look, we on live right now. I appreciate each and every last one of you that contributed by way of Cash App, PayPal, and Super Chat. I truly, truly do. Elder gave y'all a lot of wisdom. Of course, y'all heard me in the background and Teacher Shane co-signing in the background like it were co-signing. I learned it from Elder Mitchell. That's it. It's that new generation.
Yeah, slang.
You know, slang. I'm like co-signing. I know what a co-sign is. Yeah. That's good stuff, though. So I was surprised that his guy is still up. This guy, look. People got to see you. They see you on Patreon a lot, look. Wave to them. Look, right there. Wave to them. Say hallelujah. Say something.
Man, he's just lots to look at.
He's just doing his little thing, isn't he?
Yep, lots to look at.
I'm surprised you're still up. Why are you still up? No, you can't. Oh, you want this.
The remote here.
Yep, you want the remote here. You want the remote. Hey, see how you hold it? He won't try to control it. See what I mean? I told y'all.
Oh, yeah.
All right, God bless you, man. Love you. Why are you still up? All right, here, Elder. Here, take it to him. All right. See you later, man.
You want the remote? It'll leave this.
Yeah. Bye. Good night, son. All right. So we here. Elder Mitch, what do you think? He did a good job?
Oh, yes.
Good job. I think he did a good job, too. And I think as much wisdom need to be taken heed to because, listen to me, it's really, truly easy to live with just you and your wife, you and a friend or something like that. But when you ever live with the saints, that's when the test of love comes into play.
Yeah.
It really, truly does. And you got all these people out here that fancy themselves as our judges.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to talk about something just briefly here for a minute. False prophets. False prophets. The false prophets of today, arrogant as they are, they need to know what the scriptures say about false prophets. Many of them are prophesying. I don't think they know what it means by false prophets. I don't think they really know what it means. All right? But Yahshua said in the day in Matthew chapter 7, teach, let's read verse 15 and 16. Let's go with that for a second. I want y'all to get online here and listen to this for a second because we're going to end up in the Torah. We're actually going to go from the writings from the Messianic writers, from the prophet, back to Torah. I'm going to show y'all how this thing works. Because you got a lot of deceivers today, a lot of people that are anti-Messiah, anti-Melechim. You got a lot of them in this day that think that they comprehend, understand, and know scripture, but they don't. Again, I cannot say enough about the wisdom. Elder Mitch just got finished pretty much laying it to the line.
Yeah,
most of people don't know what that means. There's a line called a plumb line,
yeah,
and then there's a line that you lay it to.
Yeah.
He just got finished just literally laying it to the line. For those of you that are in building, you comprehend what we're talking about.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, hasn't that been an occupation when you read scripture, though?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was any time they went into captivity. We've been in captivity,
yeah,
right? Come out of captivity.
Rebuild.
They would turn around, rebuild. They would have a hammer in one hand, a weapon in another.
Yeah.
And but how did this stuff escape all of us?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come on.
You're right. You ain't going to get... Listen, you have to know where we're at. You have to comprehend where we're at in the annals of time.
Yes.
We're not in the kingdom like King David was, to where you're going to conquer a nation and move on into their blessings. That ain't it. The Most High said, you're going to get some of these. You're going to get these calluses, these ugly-ass calluses on your hands.
Real talk.
And I hate to bring your hands over here. Your hands look worse than mine. I mean, I'm sorry, folks. Sorry. Dig your ass down. Get deep. Your ass is going to damn work.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't work, you will not be blessed by the labor of your hands. And you will not be happy. You got to know the signs of the times.
Yes.
Come on, teach. Read. Beware. We're talking about Matthew 7. Matthew chapter 7, verse 15, 16. Read.
Beware. Be aware of false prophets.
What are they going to do?
Who come to you in sheep's clothing.
Oh, they're wearing wool, cotton, polyester.
They look clean.
Oh, come on.
But inwardly,
there's something on the inside of the heart. What all they teach?
Are ravenous wolves.
What kind of wolves?
Ravenous.
I mean, they're going to tear your ass apart. Come on.
You will recognize them by their fruits.
By their what?
Fruits.
You know, that's the problem that we have today in the time and hour we live in. People, they've been so used to judging fruit in a damn marketplace.
Yeah.
In the shambles. Hear what I said? In the marketplace, in the shambles. They've been so used to judging fruit there,
yeah,
that they physically do not know how to go up to a damn tree and judge a fruit.
Amen.
And because they physically don't know how to go to a tree and judge a fruit, they can't judge fruit.
Sure.
It's been taken away from them.
Come on. Amen.
Read on.
Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes?
I ain't never seen it. We've had grapes, but I ain't never seen it. Come on.
Or figs from thistles?
I remember when we was down there in Georgia. I walked past this. I probably walked past this damn thing 3 years in a row.
Oh.
And just one day I walked and I go, what the? You know what that is? That's a fig tree, damn it. And y'all make friends with this one right here. Get all these figs y'all can. I'm trying to figure out. I know what my focus was. Land, building. You understand me? You know, houses, all that other stuff. Man, I walked back. That was a big. That big tree been established for a long time.
Yeah.
And we're going to get that, too.
We're
going to get that, too. In the name of Yahshua.
Oh, yeah.
Ha Mashiach.
Yeah.
While all the rest of you broke-ass niggas trying to do things on your own, you ain't going to have shit but words.
That's it.
And we're going to return curses, show y'all what y'all up against, too.
Yes.
You wish death on me? Death coming to your house.
Yes.
We'll see who the Most High is for.
Uh-huh.
Come on, T. I'm going to test this boss. Let's go to Jeremiah, to the prophet. Amber Alert.
Memphis.
Yeah. They got an Amber Alert going on. That's Verizon. We can't help that. We're going to Jeremiah 23, verse 14. Y'all need to listen to this, all right? Let me get this in there. Y'all still there? If y'all still there, type in the number 7. All right? We here. Jeremiah 23, starting verse 14. We're going to get the prophet, then we're going to the law. Come on, with it, teach.
I have seen.
What are you seeing?
Also the prophets of Jerusalem.
Wait a minute. The prophets of who?
Of Jerusalem.
We will call it in our vernacular the prophets of Jerusalem. Come on.
An horrible thing.
What is this horrible thing you're seeing?
They commit adultery.
The prophets did what?
Commit adultery.
Now, y'all have to understand, the prophets knew better than to commit physical adultery in that day. The adultery they was committing was idolatry in that day. That's what they were doing. Walk, come on.
And walk. Walk
and
lie.
And there you go.
They strengthen also the hands of the evildoers.
Y'all hear this, right? Come on.
That none does return from his wickedness.
Isn't that something? What kind of consciousness did you got that if you do a wickedness, you're not even convicted of it anymore? You understand what I mean? You're so stout-hearted. You're so obstinate. You're so vindictive. You're so proud and arrogant that it can't even visit you no more. That sounds like reprobate to me, but come on.
They are all of them unto me as Sodom.
Now, all you got to do is look at America. Y'all know I just got finished coming back from Mexico, right?
Yeah.
I'm sitting up there watching women walking hand in hand. We just got married.
Abomination.
I saw more of them than I did of men. But I did see a sodomite. I can't help it. My face contorts.
Yeah, that's what's up.
It looks like this.
What the?
You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
That is some sick shit.
It is.
You hear me? My face, I'm like, ugh. Sodom, and I'm going to feel all you people who ain't educated, Sodom was more than was just sexual immorality of the opposite orientation. How does it?
Very well.
Sodom also had to do with a bunch of lazy ass people that had a bunch of idleness of time on their ass.
Very true.
Yeah, they had a whole bunch of time. A whole bunch of time.
Everybody focused on love.
Yeah, couldn't get nothing done. Come on, teacher.
And the inhabitants thereof as Gomorrah.
Read.
Therefore, thus says Yah.
Uh-oh.
Thus says the Elohim of hosts.
What did he say?
Concerning the prophets. Behold, I will feed them with wormwood.
Woo! You know, this is another word. You know, you see Ethiopia,
mm-hmm.
You know, in the very beginning. You see and you hear wormwood now in the prophet of Jeremiah, but you also hear wormwood again in Revelation. This stuff is coming back to visit again. Come on.
I will feed them with wormwood and make them drink.
That's going to be some serious, ooh, come on.
The water of God.
You can't get no better than that.
No.
Come on. And all your arrogancy and all your pride, you lifted up, you heady, you high-minded and stuff. You think you're getting by. You think you're justified. Most I can really speak. Come on.
For from the prophets of Jerusalem
mm-hmm.
is profaneness. gone forth into all the land.
Thus saith Yahweh of hosts, what did he say?
Hearken not unto the words of this prophet.
In other words, do not listen to these bastards. Do not listen to these damn people who claim and proclaim themselves to be prophets, because Yah has not ordained them. He's not the one who sent them. Do not listen to them. Read on.
Therefore prophesy unto you.
How vain what?
They make you vain.
Mm.
They speak a vision.
A vision. Oh, the Most High visited me. He gave me a vision. A vision of what?
Of their own heart.
Ooh, because you really truly knew who we were. Come on.
And not out of the mouth of Yahweh.
Had some snot nose. Long ass dreads, look like Duda. I don't know what that shit is. How the hell does Israel women got all these piercings in their nose and their eyes and their every damn wear?
Slaves.
Wearing chains and bracelets and all this.
Slaves.
Yeah, slaves. You got that right. That ain't real Israel.
No.
What the hell? Vain vision. Vain.
Vain.
Vain. All of it vain. Let's go to Yezekiel. Chapter 13, read verse 9. Come on with you.
My hand will be against the prophets who see false visions and who give lying divinations.
I had a woman who about as black as this damn auto box right here call herself prophesizing against me. Mind you, y'all don't know about this because it ain't important. Only thing they're looking for is a platform. You follow me?
Yeah.
Straightway, I mean, we should have been at 400,000, but we're getting ready to approach 200,000 subscribers right now, right? And they're looking for a platform to catapult. They bullshit. Are you following me? So they're getting out here, and not only that, but they invoking the name of Yahushua. That's what they call him, Yah. Yahushua. Only one problem, though. What is the problem when you turn around and you invoke the name of what you call the sacred name? But then you're kicking against the pricks. You're fighting against the very ones who actually done a hell of a lot more than what you would ever do in one damn lifetime.
So true.
I can do more, and we have done more in 1 year than what you would do in one lifetime. You're a false prophet. I'm going to tell you exactly what you read on.
They shall not be in the council
of what?
Of my people.
You can't be. First of all, you don't teach. We read in Yohanan 8, right? When they was trying to take Yahshua to task.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Yahshua is the ancient of days, without beginning or end.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Prophets already done spoke about him.
Yes.
Alpha and Omega.
Yes.
Beginning and end.
Yes.
First and last.
Yes.
And I mean, you get it, right? But here we are in this day, time, and hour, right now.
Mm-hmm.
This ass pot, and I'm going to quote Yohanan, and I'm going to use the quotation of the Pharisees to make a statement and point.
Very well.
You are not yet even 50 years old.
Yes.
You well past that. I know you are. You same age I am.
Well, I mean.
And that's kind of glorifying you a little bit, me making that damn statement. Because the book says, not a novice list being lifted up with pride and fall into the condemnation of the devil.
Yes.
You don't know nothing about us.
Mm-hmm.
The law says, out of mouth of two more witnesses shall every word be established. How in the hell would you take it upon yourself to turn around and attack an anointed ministry like this.
Yes.
False prophets.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see within a year whose house has judgment. I promise you that. You done barked up the wrong damn tree over here. That I promise you. Then they wear his mitres on the head. Look like some reject from Saddam Hussein. Hair look like shit. Yeah, give me a bicep from the Bible. Are you following? Teach, go ahead and read. Y'all in trouble. Y'all in some serious-ass trouble. And then that damn black-ass prophetess that thinks she's done some type of damn Miriam. I tell you what. November the 12th of next year, we all need to meet on the same damn ground. I promise you this, though. Because if we were in Jerusalem, the real Jerusalem, and you turn around, you made this damn false prophets and prophecy, and I make it till next year. They already prophesied death on me. Because you know what we did. We sent the curses back, right?
Yes.
You prophesied death on me. And if I don't die within a year, and your ass is still alive, number one, you got to resign and admit you are a false prophet. Even if you don't, you already are.
Yeah.
We got your damn number.
Yeah.
Number two, you better be fortunate that you're in the United States of America. Because if you wasn't in the United States of America, I will hunt your ass down and kill your ass.
Order.
As Israel.
Or
that's what we would do if we were in our land. Your ass, I would kill you and your wife and your children. Every single one of them and throw y'all to the damn shambles.
God's order.
You better be fortunate that we're here in the United States of America at this time. Doing all your little prophecy, brave as you are behind all these damn screens. I promise you one damn thing. I don't care if your ass is as big as a Jolly Green Giant or as small and nimble as entire private ass. I promise you that. Pastor, I don't give a damn. I'm coming at your ass all elbows, fists, knees, and everything damn shaking.
Bold as a lie.
Turn around and lie. And prophesy in the name of Yah. Think you're going to reincite and invoke some type of damn fear. You ain't even met the men of Yah yet. Now you have.
Come on.
So get your coward ass away from behind the damn skirt.
Yes.
Tell me where you live. See if I won't show up. And let's see if the Most High has really, truly prophesied to your ass. And everybody don't even know what I'm talking about. Let's read on. Come on, teach. Finish it up.
No! Be enrolled in the register of the house of Israel.
You got Deuteronomy 13?
Still ain't finished with Ezekiel yet.
Go ahead, read.
Nor shall they enter into the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am Yahweh Elohim.
Let's cut to the chase. Go to Deuteronomy 18, verse 17. Read that to verse 21.
And Yahweh said unto
you. Know who I'm talking to. You know who I'm talking to. You mad that you wear this damn shit can on your head.
Come on.
You got this long doo-doo braids. And you got your wife co-signing for you for every damn thing.
Howard shit.
You done barked up the wrong damn tree over here, boy. Elder,
yes, sir.
Every time you come here, after we done did our greetings, our salutations, and all this stuff, you know, as soon as we get finished with that, after I get finished doing all our running and business and stuff, you know, the next thing I do is head straight to the gym.
Yes,
am I right?
That's true.
I head straight to the gym for a reason.
I've seen that. I've noticed.
Am I not consistent in that?
Yes.
I had straight
every time I've been here.
I am not trying to look like the Jolly Green Giant or none of this. I'm not trying to do that. I have a proficiency that I need to maintain.
That's it. Water.
Because of some of you damn young ass snot noses.
Yes.
You think you something. I got to keep my slow twitch, fast twitch. I can keep all of them up. Because when I take these damn five that I bust them up your finger,
yeah.
I'm going to be red dead. I promise you. There wouldn't be enough, there would never, ever, ever be another day where I would ever be taken by surprise again. Ever. Mm-hmm. Ever.
It's true. Be up there.
That is real talk.
Indeed.
And I'm old. I'm decrepit. I'm bent over. I'm pain. I'm hurting. Hey, come on, man. You ain't got no worry about with me, man. You ain't got a damn thing worry about with me, man. Come on, man. I'm a weak-ass man. Come on.
That's not your witness.
Come on. Read on, teach.
Yahweh said unto me.
What did he say?
They have well spoken that which they have spoken.
Monkey Bastard, appreciate your contribution, my brother. Come on.
I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren.
Uh-oh. Now, mind you, I want y'all to listen to this. Even in our lifetime, we've had people try to take on the order of this prophet, and they wasn't his prophet. Watch this, read.
I come to you. I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command them. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him.
Now think about this for a second. The only one that has ever met that condition, this is Moshe doing the speaking, right?
Yeah.
Moshe is that prophet in that day. And he says, I'm going to raise up a Nabi like you. A prophet, just like you. The only one that has ever fit that bill was Yahshua. The only one.
Yes.
The only one. And Yah said, if they don't hear him, they will be condemned. Period, point blank. Read.
But the prophet, which shall presume.
That's the word, presumptuous or presumed to speak. Notice, now this is in addition. This is an addendum to someone who presumes to speak, someone who invokes or incites the name of Yahweh. Read.
But the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak.
Ooh, wait a minute. But they said, oh, Yah gave me the word. No, you speak a false vision. Mm-hmm. Like the prophets already said.
Exactly.
You didn't get that from Yah. Mm-hmm. There's no way in hell. Why would Yah speak against someone who's doing the very work that he commanded mm-hmm. for Yisrael to do? You dumb ass. Oh, let me keep it playing here for a second.
Oh, boy.
I'm telling you, you better stop being controlled by these damn skirts. They're going to get your ass in trouble. You're already in trouble. You young, bold ass man. I'm telling you straight up, man. Ooh, you're in trouble. Now, I'm going to tell you how you're going to get out of this one. We've got to meet on open ground. You look like you're probably a little bit bigger than I am, a little bit more stout, but we got to meet on open ground. We've got to. We've got to, and you need to make sure that your wife or wives are there. Mine will be there. Because they need to see you take the ass whooping of your life so you can learn what humility is and get in your proper place. I got to approach you like that. Because you're so damn presumptuous and arrogant. I ain't got to do that with nobody else because they would be lowering themselves to do some bullshit like that. I would be lowering myself. But with you, outside of Israel, who presumes to be in Israel, you know what I'm talking about. Bring your ass from behind the camera.
Come on.
And I promise you,
make it real.
Don't think the pastor that. I promise you, if I say it, I mean it. I'm not like none of these other pastors. I don't have behind voice overtures and videos. And all. I will beat your ass right
make
where you
living.
At.
Make it living.
This generation is something. You know, I was reading in 2 Kings the other day about a failure, right?
Yes.
I was reading in a day when our people, they were literally destroying people left and right.
Yes.
For the kingdom's sake.
Yes.
Tell you.
Yes.
As righteous as you are. Man, he let Jezebel her ass have it.
So did
he let her have it,
yes.
And everybody that came after her.
Yes.
He had righteous indignation. Guess what? I promise you, you won't see Jehu in the kingdom.
Oh, yeah.
I promise you. So who changed that?
Come on.
Especially when he said in Tehillim, I will not alter or change anything that's gone out of my lips.
Come on.
That story has already been told. It's been lived. That man is a man. Boy, I was reading like I was like, where are those days at?
Yeah.
I tell you where those days at. It ain't with us because we're in captivity.
Yeah.
We know we're in captivity.
Captivity.
The problem, you people, you don't know how to navigate in captivity.
Yeah.
Why the hell does Israel want to fight against Israel? It makes no sense to them. Talking about envy and jealousy. I know what envy and jealousy is. It makes no sense. Ooh, we already got enough up against them.
Yeah.
Time and now patting food. Let's finish this, Elder, because come on, teacher. I know we got lines dead. It's got to be coming up, right?
Yeah,
they got a bumper crop of people up there, right?
I don't know.
We're going to find out, though. Come on, teach.
Or shall speak in the name of other mighty ones.
That's like a Yoki. Damn Hindu. Damn black ass, nasty ass Hindu. I'm sorry. We just real. We just men. That's just the way we all be straight. We straight up men. We talk to each other like that. I'm sorry. We just do.
Yeah.
We talk to each other straight up like that. Come on.
Even that prophet shall die.
That prophet shall do what?
Die.
Oh, he gonna live forever.
Die.
Y'all saved the king.
Die.
No, your ass gonna die.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? You done bought up the wrong damn tree. So you done bought up curses on your own self. That's exactly what your ass done did.
Yeah.
And your damn punk ass wife who co-signed for your ass. I told you, we are not Christians. Don't confuse us.
Definitely.
We're just down, this damn confusion is going over here. Because one thing that the Most High said in Kohelet 14:30 is, Yah is not the author of confusion. Don't confuse us with that. Do not do that with us.
Right. Amen.
Stop hiding behind voice overtures, I promise you. You make a covenant with me, I'll make a covenant with you. All it has to be, you and I, when you sit down, you don't want to drink beer, I'll drink a beer, you can drink grape juice.
Yeah.
We sit down, brought the table.
Oh,
talk to each other.
So real.
We can.
Real. Oh, yeah.
Don't know how to be much more honorable than that.
Yeah.
But if you don't want to do that, you choose to be my enemy. You want to be my enemy. I will slap your ass in front of your wife. And dare you do a damn thing about it.
In love.
Where y'all get that from? Have y'all ever read about David? Y'all ever read about David? How about Gideon?
Yes.
Woo. You ever read about Gideon before? That mighty man of valor?
It is written.
You know, men that were real men in that book, Nehemiah and Samuel was like, good God, I can't wait to meet him. I literally can't wait to meet
him.
God, mercy. And most of them with him.
Yeah.
He was straight up with him.
Yes.
I can't wait to meet my ancestors.
Israel.
We're going to meet them. But I do know this. We ain't breathing our ancestors, and our ancestors are not decomposing in the ground, coming back as damn lettuce and avocados for us to damn consume and eat.
Yeah.
That I'm so damn sure of.
That spirit?
Woo! The book said the spirits hover around in the earth. The book tell me that the spirit returned to the Father who gave it.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what these people do? They expect for us just because they are certain something. Yeah. I say it, you believe it, and that's just end up. No, we ain't like that. We use autonomy over here. Hey! Gentlemen, appreciate you being here. That was a damn good blog talk. What do you think, Teach? That was a dang good blog talk, man. That was broken down to the lowest common denominator. We gave y'all the skinny. That's old school talk. Skinny. We gave y'all the skinny on developing community and character of a community. And don't worry about it. Me and you, you ain't got it.
Yeah.
Some of you do.
Yes.
You can.
There's much more to say, too.
You got it. I'm just shooting.
I mean,
man,
all night on.
Boy, we can be here till Shabbat.
Yeah, real talk.
In the morning.
Yeah. That's like a summary right there. Summarization.
I think real truth. Yisrael, I think they have the character.
Yeah,
I think they got the strength. I really, truly do.
I agree.
But I can tell you one thing. She got to be some kind of woman to get up with that man.
Yeah.
I ain't no way in hell. There's no way in hell. There's no way in hell. Mm-hmm. I will let any kind of damn woman that fall. I mean, there's no way in hell she can't be worthy of that man. Not that kind of man.
Your brother.
I mean, that kind of sacrifice.
Yeah. Willing to do more.
Oh, he will do more. Mm-hmm. He'll be, Ellie, he's going to be content.
Yeah, he is.
In the Most High God, period.
Literally.
Bless y'all, Brother Steve, Sister Wendell up in Canada, Brother Ugly, all of y'all, man. Brother Dwayne, Sister Jane. Man, I miss all of y'all. I truly do. We down there fighting a good fight of faith, and we still here. Only thing that's connecting us now is the internet. Even when this damn thing go out, stay connected to the Most High Yah.
Real talk.
Just stay connected to the Most High Yah.
Amen.
And we'll see each other in the kingdom.
Yeah.
But I can tell you one damn thing. Straightway, we ain't stopping. Ain't no compromise. We here.
Mm-hmm.
We are literally here. Man, can you imagine that stuff, though? That's some sick shit. Woo! Anyway, hey, live day coming up. We bless y'all. We love each and every last one of y'all. In the sweet presence and strong. Teach, you got anything? We'll give you last word.
No,
sir. You ain't got nothing? All right. We bless y'all in the sweet presence and strong and victorious and mighty overcoming name of our soon-coming King. Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, the King is coming. Y'all blessed night. Type in Daniel Muir.
Yes.
Daniel M-U-I-R, Muir. To get over to the next broadcast over there on YouTube. See y'all. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
The King is coming.
Hallelujah.
And you're down, you young ass, I'm telling you, get your ass from behind this damn camera and speak to me like that. One thing I learned about men, though, they talk, so-called men, they talk a lot of shit when there's a buffer. You get face-to-face, they don't do that shit.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the way you see me, I promise you I'm the same damn way in front of you. And I try to stay humble. I always try to be a humble man.
Yeah,
I promise you, man. I always...
A daughter.
Who is that? He's still up.
Take heed. How are you here? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Watch your mouth.